Oh, wow. You actually clicked the link? Wait. Are you in public right now? Where are you? Are you at work? In class? Or maybe you're out on a walk? Or studying in a library? Or perhaps you're listening on your daily commute? Certainly somewhere it would not be wise to be thinking such lewd thoughts. In any case, you read the title and you looked over the tags. You read over the description and clicked the link. Therefore, you, darling, have no one to blame but yourself. Of course, you know as well as I do that you've always been a huge slut. But this, you realize you won't even be able to come, right? Oh, but you certainly will want to. Actually, for your benefit, how about we set up some ground rules? Rule number one, what I say goes. Rule number two, there are no other rules. Oh, wow. Are you actually pouting? You know the rules are more for you than they are for me, right? Besides, let me remind you that you're the whole reason you're in this mess to begin with. So you either shut up and listen, or we can just end this right now. It's up to you. Finally ready to listen. Good boy. First things first, no touching your cock, understood? If you start breathing hard and letting out a moan every now and then, I'm sure you could still explain it away if you had to. But if you were rubbing your cock at the same time,
SpaghettiOs.
Good luck clearing that up. Maybe you're thinking,
of course,
I wouldn't touch my cock. I'm in public after all. But oh, you'll be changing your tune soon enough. Trust me.
So, what are you wearing?
Hopefully nothing too tight. I can just imagine how uncomfortable that would be. Think about it, your tight, tight jeans. And your boner just straining to get free. It would be pretty obvious too, I bet. The outline of that ball straining against the fabric of your pants. Wouldn't it be nice to just trace a finger around it? Maybe even rub in slow circles against the tip. But you can't do that, because that's against the rules. Silly butt. Oh, also, nothing too loose, because that would be embarrassing. Could you imagine if it popped right up for everyone to see? To get an eyeful. Some of them might even want more than that. Some of them might want a handful, or maybe even a mouthful. I'm sure you'd like that too, wouldn't you? You deprived little whore. So needy, so desperate for just the slightest touch. Oh God, I bet you're rock hard just thinking about it. Oh my. Is that a dark spot of pre-cum on your jeans? and while you're dealing with that, I'm free to do whatever I want. Free to... To moan as loud as I want. To touch myself as I please. And best of all, I get to come when I want, how I want, and for however many times I want. And you want to know the very best part? Thinking about how hard you're going to be struggling to hide your throbbing cock. And how much you'll be fighting to keep your breath even and not let a single moan escape your lips. For your sake, I hope you have a really good poker face. Oh, and you want to know a secret? Well, I've started already. Actually, let's just make this a little more fun. Fuck, that's better. Oh my fucking God. That is so much better. Oh, I'm holding it against my clit. And I can feel the vibrations all the way down my pussy lips. Fuck, I bet I could come just like this. But I'm going to make this last. I bet you wish it was your face against my pussy right now. In fact, let me just tease my slit like this. Like you probably want to tease it with the tip of your tongue. Or maybe you prefer to roll it in slow circles on my clit. While you slip a finger or two into my dripping wet pussy. Oh God, I would love to just squeeze your head so fucking tight between my thighs and ride your face, and you wouldn't even be allowed to breathe until I come. But you'd take it, wouldn't you? You'd be my good little fuck toy and eat me right up. You'd probably beg for my cum too, but your mouth would be a little too preoccupied. Speaking of which, you're sure they can't hear, right? I mean, how awkward would that be? You thinking you're all sneaky-like and putting in all this effort to keep yourself composed, and it turns out everyone could hear your headphones anyway, and they're just too embarrassed to mention it. Then everyone would know just how much of a huge jerk. said, you and I, we already know, but your image is important to you, isn't it? The pretenses you put up, the pathetic facade of a perfectly proper and punctual gentleman. What would these people think if they knew what you were into? How hard your cock gets just from this. Focus now. Keep your cool. Just act like everything is fine and normal. You know, like you aren't. Keep pretending that you're not listening to audio porn in public. Keep pretending that you're not listening to some chick fuck herself with a giant vibrator. It'll just be our little secret. And you can keep a secret, right? Good boy. Now, where were we? Oh, right. I was fucking myself with my favorite vibrator. To the thought of me fucking your face. Oh, God, I wish you were actually here. I want to hear you beg. Literally, the only thing on my mind right now is you being here so I can fuck you the way I want. The way both of us want. Those were my exact words. Well, What are you gonna do now? Maybe you should go find a bathroom and finish yourself off. Or maybe you'll get so desperate, you'll finish yourself off right here and now. Would you do that for me? Would you whip it out and make a mess of yourself in front of all these people? I bet you'd even come screaming my name like the desperate little cum slut.